Hey friends, welcome back to the Joyful Dentist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Natanya Brown, which you should probably already know that by now. And today we're talking about believing before seeing, believing without seeing. And I'm going to dive right in because I have so much to say about this topic. We don't even need a warm up. So here's a question. What is it that you want to create in your life? If you could change something, what would it be? What do you want more than anything? Whatever that thing is, I want you to identify it. Maybe it's more than one thing. Maybe it's making more money in your dental practice. Maybe it's improving your leadership skills, how you communicate with staff. Maybe it's hiring better staff or hiring staff at all, because I know it can be really hard right now. Maybe it's finding a partner or an associate in your practice. Maybe it's specializing. Maybe you've been in practice for a while and you actually want to specialize, or maybe you want to start doing new procedures in your practice. I have so many clients that I work with that are actually getting into sleep medicine and cosmetics, for example. In other areas, what about like improving your marriage or improving a relationship with a loved one, like maybe one of your children or your parents? Maybe it's finding a romantic partner if you don't have one. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's getting healthy and fit. Whatever the case is, as we go through this episode, I want you to really think about what is that thing, or maybe there's several, that you really want to change or create in your life. Whatever that thing is, in this episode, I'm going to cover one of the most frequently missed elements to change, to making a change. And this element is vital to your success. Interestingly, it's also one of, I would call it, the simplest things that we can do to help ourselves. It's not necessarily the easiest, but it is one of the simplest. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about believing ahead of time that you're actually going to accomplish or get that thing that you want. So whatever that thing is, I'm curious, okay, how do you think that you're going to feel once you have it? I want you to really think about it, whatever this thing is. So like, you know, for me, it might be make more money or get really good at my tennis serve, for example. What is that one thing? And how do you think you're going to feel when you get that thing? And I'm going to use the example of, you know, for myself, becoming an endodontist. I felt very accomplished, even just getting accepted into my endo residency. I was really, really proud of myself when I got in, and I felt successful. I felt confident, even though I barely knew how to do a root canal, just having gotten accepted, right? And if we back up, if we're honest with ourselves, it usually requires some degree of feeling successful or feeling proud or feeling confident ahead of time, okay? Often we wait to see the results. Often we wait to actually get the thing before we believe that it's actually fully possible. But I'm here to tell you and help you learn how to feel good about yourself and how to cultivate the feelings needed and the energy that you think that you're going to have once you get the thing, right? Like the positive feelings and the positive energy, you know, how do we cultivate that ahead of time? Because I personally believe that it's not just a nice thing to have ahead of time, but it's actually necessary. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to cultivate feelings of confidence and pride in order to get the things that we so want in our lives. Often what happens is we have a tendency to limit ourselves. We have a tendency to put ourselves in a box or label ourselves. Maybe we think that certain things are not realistic or possible until they actually happen in our lives. We might even think that we're just being realistic. So let's say, for example, You know, maybe we might think, well, I can't expect a different relationship with my husband because he always acts this way. So I might be putting labels on my husband. At the same time, I might be putting labels on myself. Maybe with our dental practice, I can't expect myself to, let's say, produce a million in my practice because over the last several years, maybe I've only produced 800,000. I'm only using this as an example. I'm no longer in clinical practice, but you get the idea, right? Whatever the case may be. So here's the thing. In order for something to become a reality, it actually first has to be a thought in your mind. Like before anything in this world existed, it first had to be a thought. It didn't just pop out of nowhere. So like, okay, if you think about everything that exists, like electricity, cars, airplanes, rocket ships to the moon, crazy doodads. I mean, I'm just thinking about April Fool's Day and whoopee cushions, like a whoopee cushion. You think about that. And there was potentially a meeting that was held, you know, back in whatever year it was created. I think it came out in like the early 1900s. There must have been some meeting with people sitting around a table and somebody actually brought up the idea and the concept of a whoopee cushion. And, you know, probably a lot of people thought that that was ridiculous. And yet some people were like, no, this is going to be a really great idea. It's going to sell like hotcakes, right? And I'm bringing this up because everything that exists was first an idea in someone's mind. The cars that we drive, the dental procedures that we do, the medication we prescribe, the homes we live in, all of these things were first an idea. Somebody had to believe that it was possible to create it and then create it. And then once it's created, great, right? But a lot of us wait and we think that we need evidence. We think we need proof that something could actually happen before we can believe in it. And what happens is then we limit ourselves. And I'm curious, are you doing this to yourself? Are you limiting yourself? Are you believing that you can't make a certain amount of money because historically you never have yet? Are you believing that you can't hire a great staff member or find a staff member? And I get it. It's tricky right now. The circumstances might be different. And yet, are you believing that it's just not like flat out not capable, that a possibility right now? Are you believing that you can't create a closer relationship with your loved ones, for example, or achieve a health or fitness goal? And so often we have that thought of, I'll believe it when I see it, right? And there's even the saying, I'll believe it when I see it. So are you a skeptic? Are you waiting until you see evidence to believe that something is possible for you? Look, I'm not here to judge or to tell you that there's even a right or wrong way, okay? And if how you're currently operating is working for you, then that's great. Keep at it. My goal with this episode is simply to offer you the possibility that you might be missing out on creating a lot of things in your life if you are waiting to see evidence before you can believe something is possible. And I also want to give you a lot of reassurance and normalize that there really is every reason why we should be skeptical, especially as highly trained dentists. We're using our higher brains to think very critically all day long. We have doctoral degrees. We seek evidence-based practice. And so it makes sense that we would want to see evidence before we believe things, right? And I'm by no means suggesting we should be, you know, prescribing things without evidence that it will work, right? But you know, here's the thing. What is actually proven to be super powerful? The placebo effect. That is extremely powerful. So if nothing else, maybe what I'm telling you is, why not harness the power of the placebo in your own life? Maybe it can help you to create things that you really, really want. And mind you, you know, when we think of placebos, we're thinking of, okay, it's not really real. And yet you can absolutely create things that didn't previously exist when you choose to believe in things, okay? Look, I bet you anything that there's things in your own life that you didn't believe you could do, but then you proved yourself wrong, right? And so what would you do in your life now if you believed that you actually could, right? So belief is totally necessary. Look, here's the thing. Just because you believe in something doesn't mean it's going to magically happen. It just means that you're going to be much more likely to be able to imagine the situation happening and then get to work making it happen. You don't have to believe 100% that it's possible. You just need to have a 1% belief, and that's enough to help you to show up and get to action. All right. Sometimes all you need is to believe that something can actually happen. You don't have to have anybody's permission to decide to believe that something is possible. You can believe whatever you want about yourself, okay? Others might have their own opinions of you. You get to decide what you want to think about yourself as well, okay? So you might think to yourself, okay, look, I want to produce X amount of money in my practice, but patients don't want to pay out of pocket for procedures, and I'm stuck in these insurance plans, or I want to have a solid team of staff members, but my office manager just quit and I can't find a replacement. And like I said earlier, I get it. There are things that are out of our control. We can't control other people, but we can control how we act, how we respond, and the beliefs that we carry into every situation. Look, if I were to believe that the situation with hiring staff right now is so grim that I'm never going to find anybody, then look, I could be looking through Craigslist, I could be going on Indeed, I could be in all of the hiring sites, and if I am with the firm belief that I'm never going to find somebody, it's the same as if I were trying to find a husband and I was doing online dating, and the whole time all I'm doing is thinking to myself that there's just no eligible bachelors out there. I might be on all these dating apps, I might be doing quote unquote all the right things, but truly, if I have the firm belief that there are no eligible bachelors out there, I'm probably going to be overlooking any decent candidates out there because I'm already pre-convinced. Like I'm convinced, I have convinced myself ahead of time that there are zero options, okay? So I'm not saying that belief is the only thing that you need to get what you want, right? Like it's not enough to just believe, oh yeah, there's a staff member out there for me, just like I could believe, oh yeah, there's a husband out there for me. No, you have to take action. However, you could take the action, but if the belief isn't there, you're not going to actually manifest what you want, okay? So you have a much higher chance of creating what you want in your life if you raise your energetic vibration to start believing in that thing that you want and believing that it is actually possible for you and that you can make it happen. Now, this is really touching on some law of attraction and manifestation stuff. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but it is real. And I'm going to give you an example that hopefully will really, elaborate and really bring the point clear for you. You know, and I'm positive that you know the difference between outcomes on a patient that comes in with a really great mindset versus a patient that comes in with a pretty low mindset, like a poor mindset. For example, the patient that comes in that's a nervous wreck, they're really, really skeptical of you. They're telling you all about their prior bad dental experiences, and they already have a negative outlook on things, right? And statistically, on this kind of a patient, you know that there's a much higher chance that if you, let's say, prep a crown and you take a final impression, maybe you're going to have to retake the final impression, or maybe you're seating the crown and you notice that the margin is off, so you're going to have to remake the crown, or maybe for me as an endodontist, I do the root canal, they're going to have a flare up, right? And you compare it with the patient that comes in, they have a positive mindset, they're not overly worried. Okay, sure, they might not be like excited to be getting dental work, but they're not overly concerning themselves. They're not working themselves up and only focused on the negative. You know as well as I do that a patient that comes in like that has a much, much higher chance of having a positive outcome, right? So the difference between these two kind of patients is their mindset. We can't just say, oh, the ones with a negative attitude, they tend to have, you know, a totally different deck of cards. They were, you know, were dealt a bad deck of cards to begin with. The circumstances in their lives are that much harder. And, you know, no, there's people that have positive mindsets with all kinds of life circumstances. There's people with negative mindsets with all kinds of life circumstances. And again, I don't have any agenda. You can choose what you want. However, I will encourage you, why not choose the thoughts? Why not choose a mindset that is going to be the most helpful for you in getting what you want? Why not? Especially because it's free. When you choose to have a mindset that's most helpful to you, you're going to start to see evidence for what you want being possible ahead of time. I promise you. You're going to start to cultivate the energy inside of you that what you want in life is as good as done. Like it starts to become inevitable. Of course, it doesn't mean that it's just like somebody's going to show up at your door offering you $1 million. You do still have to put in the work, right? But you start to manifest things because energetically, it's like you're telling the universe you're open for amazing things to happen to you, okay? And I have to be honest, this is when life gets really, really fun, when you start to believe that amazing things are possible for you. And if nothing else, isn't that worth it, right? Look, I use this philosophy in my business with my business goals. I use it with my fitness and staying consistent with healthy habits. I'll give you a quick example. I always believe, no matter where I go traveling, that healthy options, like food options, will exist for me. And I always believe that I'm going to be able to stay active. You know, it might not be doing my regular workout, it might be doing something else, but I believe that those things are available to me no matter where I go. And it helps me to seek evidence for those things actually manifesting themselves and becoming a reality. So look, people believe in all sorts of things, you know, in this world. The Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, you name it. I mean, I know that sounds really silly, but truly, if we can believe in whatever we want, why not choose to believe in things that are going to help us, especially help us towards our goals, okay? So I know that anything is possible for you. It just takes the teeny, teeny, tiniest amount of belief before you have any evidence. And as I wrap things up for this episode, I have to be honest, belief doesn't always come easily. I know that. And in fact, when we have a lot of limiting beliefs about ourselves and what we're capable of, it can feel that those beliefs are just insurmountable. And it can feel really impossible to change our way of thinking. I get it. I personally made the biggest developments professionally and personally after I started to work with coaches. This is probably 6 years ago or so. They taught me how to start believing in my ability to make changes in my life. And that alone has been completely transformative, truly. Sometimes all it takes is one single person that can start and that can hold the belief for you. And then you gradually start to believe in yourself. I bet you can think of, or I hope you can think of one person in your life that believed in you early on. If you're interested in learning more about coaching that I offer, you can schedule a complimentary consultation by going to drnatanya.com/connect. In that session, we're going to get to the heart of what's currently going on with you in your life. And then we're going to comb through what are the changes that you're looking to make and what needs to change in order to get you where you want to go. So whether or not we work together, it's going to be a highly, highly valuable session for you. And to be honest, I believe that you deserve to have someone giving you your full, undivided attention to your dreams and what you want to create in your life. And truly, there's a lot of power in just communicating to someone, articulating to somebody, this is what I want. And even if you don't have a very clear idea of what you want, it's possible that you know something needs to change. And even just articulating that can help you to gain clarity on what you want and how to make it actually happen. So to schedule your session with me, you can go to drnatanya.com/connect. I will link it in the show notes. Okay, my friends, that is what I have for you today. I really hope that this has been helpful for you. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye.